And now here's our next question. Should we be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ or in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit? Well, let's look at the Lord's directions to his disciples in Matthew 28:19-20. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Amen. The Lord spoke these words after his resurrection and prior to his ascension to heaven. And although this was spoken to the remaining 11 apostles, these are instructions for all believers as well. The Lord's desire is that all men everywhere are reached with the precious gospel of salvation. 2 Peter 3:9 tells us, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." We cannot all go to the far-reaching places of the world, but we can preach the gospel in our own neighborhoods. The Lord provides so many opportunities to share the truth of salvation to others in our own areas. And we can also be faithful to pray for those who do carry the gospel to foreign lands, and as the Lord leads, we can give financial support to those who preach the true gospel. And after salvation, the Lord desires that new converts are baptized. Now here we're told the proper mode of baptism is in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now later we read in Acts 2:38, "Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." Now it was on the day of Pentecost when Peter said these words. The Jews as a whole had rejected the Lord Jesus as the Messiah. Peter is emphasizing that this one who had been rejected is the only one that can offer remission of sins. The thought in Peter's words are that these new converts should be baptized in submission to the authority of the Lord Jesus. Upon their repentance and faith, they're to be baptized by the Lord's authority according to the Lord's command. Peter is not saying that a new believer should not be baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. He's merely emphasizing the name of the Lord Jesus Christ before a nation that had previously rejected him. What is the proper mode of baptism? Well, the Greek word for baptize is baptizo, which means to immerse. While some practice sprinkling in baptizing others, the clear meaning of the word indicates that one is to be immersed in water. Let's read Acts 8:38 as a proper example of baptism. And that says, "And he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him." In addition to preaching the gospel and baptizing new believers, the disciples were also told to teach others to follow all the things the Lord had taught them. How important it is that, as true believers on the Lord Jesus Christ, that we grow. We read in 2 Peter 3:18, "But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory, both now and forever. Amen." The Apostle Paul wrote in 2 Timothy 2:2, "And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also." So the proper order is that we learn the truth found in God's Word, we walk in obedience to it, and we teach others from the Word of God. We have the promise of the Lord's presence with us to give us needed strength and guidance, even until the end of the world. As we read in Hebrews 13:5, "Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have, for he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee."